You're listening to the World Watch Weekly podcast by Open Doors Canada. The goal of this podcast is to help you pray for your persecuted family. Since 1955, when Brother Andrew went behind the Iron Curtain for the first time, Open Doors has been strengthening persecuted Christians where faith costs the most. For more information about Open Doors Canada or about the World Watch List, please visit our website at www.opendoorsca.org. Enjoy today's episode.
Welcome back to the World Watch Weekly podcast. I'm Jared. He's Andrew.
Hey!
Today is an exciting episode because not only are we going to talk about the number 15 country on the World Watch List, which is Iraq, we're going to tell you how you can pray for them, and we're going to tell you how you can actually advocate on behalf of Iraqi believers with the Canadian government. So, at the end of the episode, make sure you stick around for those details.
You could just stop listening right now and you'll find a link to where you can get involved in the description of the podcast.
No, don't tell people to stop listening.
Oops. I feel like right here, if we were texting, I would insert a GIF or a GIF or however you pronounce that. We could have a whole other episode just on that, if it had anything to do GIF. With what we talked about, GIF. But it doesn't.
Okay, well, for all of our listeners who have not signed off at this point, we're going to jump into talking about Iraq. Iraq is a country with a long, long Christian history, but today the majority of the population is Muslim. There is a small but growing population of Muslim background believers. There's also very strong persecution from extended family who put serious pressure to get these Muslim background believers to return to Islam.
Yeah, so this sometimes includes attempts to kill them. But converts also report, you know, fear of physical harm and torture, detention, being disowned and expelled from the family home, being ostracized from the clan or the family and community. Women are especially targeted with forced divorce and forced marriage with a radical Muslim. And any believer from a Muslim background is at risk of losing custody of their children.
Recently, the history of Iraq has been complicated by conflict and a rise of radical Islamic groups like the Islamic State. These groups are trying to cleanse Iraq and make it purely Islamic.
Unfortunately, they have driven away a lot of Christians. Over the years, more than 1 million Christians have left Iraq. Open Doors estimates that of the 1.5 million Christians who lived in Iraq in 2003, only around 220,000 remain. That's a decrease of 87% within one generation.
Many church leaders have said that living under the terror of the Islamic State and being driven away from their homes was the worst persecution the church in Iraq had ever experienced. Even during earlier waves of persecution, the Nineveh Plains, which is an area with a very large Christian presence, were never fully emptied of Christians, as was the case starting in 2014.
Thankfully, in 2017, some Christians were able to start moving back into their homes and villages in the Nineveh Plains. But many have simply left the country. As we mentioned, with 87% having left since 2003, various reports by Open Doors and other organizations have warned that the Christian community in Iraq might become extinct if there's no intervention.
And that's why Open Doors launched the Hope for Middle East campaign back in 2016 to help keep the church alive in Iraq and Syria, which has also seen a huge decline in Christianity. Part of this campaign has been to help churches become centers of hope.
Right. And so Centers of Hope are active local churches that are supported with a number of hope-giving projects, projects that will help with ministry towards women, youth, and couples, that will strengthen discipleship efforts, projects to build healthy leaders and create trauma awareness with members involved in tasks such as teaching and pastoral care, projects that inspire and find their prophetic voice and speak up about injustice. And Centers of Hope especially have projects to rebuild healthy incomes and livelihoods for Christians and reach out with Christ's love into their community.
So let us tell you about Dahlia, whose church has become part of a center of hope. Dahlia has known persecution as long as she can remember, but the most painful memory is the brutal murder of her uncle in Mosul in 2006. He was one of the Christians killed by Islamic extremists to show that those following Jesus didn't belong in Iraq.
And in 2014, her husband and three teenagers were forced to leave their home in Mosul overnight when extremists attacked. When they were finally able to return in 2017, Dahlia's town was a different place. The place of her sweet childhood memories was deserted. Its burned houses were covered with Islamic State slogans. Dahlia says, even inside my own house, I felt like a stranger, as if I didn't belong to this place. It was excruciatingly painful. Even my children felt like strangers in their own home. And so while many Christians fled the country, Dahlia and her husband returned to the Nineveh Plain because this is their country, their heritage. This is where Dahlia feels called to serve the church. But it's not an easy life. Our bags are always packed just in case we have to flee again.
Coming back to the Nineveh Plain, Dahlia felt she needed something to strengthen her faith and restore her self-confidence. She saw the ladies around her needed it too. Together with some neighbors who felt the same, she decided to act. We thought, what is a better place to gather than the church? And what better place to find hope than in the Bible? Now, Open Doors was able to come alongside them, give them some training, and help them get started. The Bible study was a big success, eventually having 150 women, which is about half the Christian women in their village, 150 women attending.
With COVID, though, things had to change. But here's what Dahlia says. Because of the spread of the coronavirus, we also got quarantined in our homes. But this didn't stop us. Through social media, we studied the book of Daniel. We had weekly online meetings where we talked about the book chapter by chapter. We hope that we can gather in person after these dark clouds pass. But we will continue our study and keep in touch with each other. We thank everyone who supports us and is encouraging us to study the Bible and share the word of God with the women here. And I ask you to pray for peace in the world and peace in Iraq.
Centers of Hope are truly making a difference in the lives of believers in their communities. And we believe they can make a huge difference in the Middle East.
Yeah, and so we want you to let your member of parliament know that they should advocate for faith-based organizations to be considered for allocation of humanitarian funds to qualified and trusted local faith actors in Iraq and Syria. Now, that's a very complicated sentence, but if you visit our website today, www.opendoorca.org/hope, the number 4, ME2020, and then you can easily read more, find out more, and then you can really easily email your local MP, if you're in Canada, that is, and make sure they're involved in supporting the Christian community to remain in Iraq.
Here's the deal. We want to bring hope to the Middle East. We want you to take action. But we know that hope comes from Jesus Christ, and so we want to lift our Iraqi brothers and sisters up in prayer today. So let's first pray that Christians will be strengthened and encouraged to stay in Iraq and be salt and light for Jesus Christ there.
Yeah, and let's pray that these centers of hope will be able to expand their influence and reach even more people with the hope of Jesus Christ.
And as Dahlia said, pray for peace in Iraq and throughout the Middle East. Pray that believers will not have to keep their bags packed, ready to flee on a moment's notice.
Let's pray together. Father God, we thank you for our brothers and sisters in Iraq today. We thank you for those that remain, God, and we ask that you would strengthen them today. We ask that you would encourage them today. For those that remain, God, we ask that you would help them to be salt and light, that they would share the good news of Jesus Christ. God, we know this is happening in the centers of hope, and God, we pray that the centers of hope would be able to expand their influence and reach even more people with the hope of Jesus Christ. God, we pray that you would work through these churches, God, to impact their communities, to reach Muslims who are far from you, God, and reach people with the good news of Jesus Christ. God, we pray that you would strengthen and encourage them. God, we think of all the persecution that's happening in Iraq, and a lot of it comes from the instability caused by conflict. And so we ask for peace in Iraq and in Syria and throughout the Middle East. God, you are the Prince of Peace. You are the one who is able to bring peace in these situations. And so, God, we ask that you would bring peace, that you would stabilize the situation there for our Christian brothers and sisters, God, and that they would be able to be the church of Jesus Christ in a country that desperately needs you. God, strengthen them today. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us for this week's episode of the World Watch Weekly Podcast. As always, you can learn more about Open Doors and the work that we do at www.opendoorsca.org. Please do remember to share this podcast and subscribe to it. It helps us a lot. Looking forward to next week. We'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to this episode of World Watch Weekly from Open Doors Canada. For more information on how to pray for our persecuted family, please visit our website, www.opendoorsca.org. Click Get Involved, and then click Prayer.